This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. I have about a quick minute and a half for an intro. This is the last part that's going to air of this sermon. You're listening to something I just preached on Sunday. It's entitled The Grapes of Wrath. We're working through the book of Revelation, and in chapter 13, we saw the Antichrist and the false prophet. We saw the false prophet administering the mark of the beast. We see last week in the first part of chapter 14, those that refused that mark were received by the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, the Bible said, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. Well, this week we're seeing all those that did take the mark, and we're seeing the judgment at the end of the age for the what the Bible calls the wicked and the grapes of wrath. I've entitled this, but remember, that's not what God wants for you. Because the Bible says that God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. Okay, I'm out of time. Let's hear the last part of this. You're invited to Island Community Church tonight at 6 o'clock. We're in Daniel chapter 2. Going to be a great study looking at Nebuchadnezzar's vision of this great image. That's where we're at, 6 o'clock tonight. Love to see you. Here's the last part of this message now, the grapes of wrath.
I saw, as it was, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. For who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou alone art holy. For all the nations will come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Verse 5, and after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with a golden sash. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke. Can you imagine this scene? The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. All right, here come the last seven plagues. Now, I would assume that all of your loved ones that have died in the faith will be a part of this. And they'll be able to witness it. Chapter 16, verse 1. Then I heard a loud voice, or a great voice, out of the temple, saying to the seven angels, go your ways, and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. So the first wind poured out his vial on the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore on the men who had received the mark of the beast and upon them that worshipped his image. Okay, first bowl, loathsome sore. It's also the Greek word for an ulcer or cancer. Loathsome, cancerous sores. In other words, the judgment of God, not of man. This is the judgment of God for taking the mark of the beast. From chapter 13. Verse 3. Then the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man. And every living sea creature in the sea died. Now there's the second bowl. Sea turns to blood. The environmentalist's worst nightmare. Every living creature in the sea died. This will make all unbelievers curse God right to his face. Any, I can hear it now. Any God that would kill a whale is not my God. You know, I'll tell you, there's a time to speak. And there's a time to just shut your yap and bow the knee and just keep quiet to Almighty God, who does what he pleases in the heavens. That's what they're going to do here. That's what they are doing. Watch what happens. Watch the response of those we're going to see in heaven here in just a minute. Coming up right here, verse 4. Then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. And I heard the voice of the angel of the waters saying, "Thou hast offended me, O Lord." No, wait, that's not what he said. He said, "You are righteous." He didn't say, "Thou hast offended me. How dare you kill the speckled trout?" They fall to their knees and say, "Oh, man, you are righteous. You do as you please. You are righteous, O Lord, the one who is and was and is to come. Because you have judged these things, they shed the blood of the saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. For this is their just due." Field day for Dracula. And I heard another from the altar saying, "Even so, Pantocrator, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments." That's all he could say. Is you just bow. There's a time to just bow the knee to God and just praise him. You're not better than him. That's the same thing he said to Job when they thought they were more righteous than him. Remember what God said to Job? You can read about it in Job 38. You know what he said to him? When they thought they were more righteous than God, that it wasn't fair for them to suffer for no reason. God said to Job and his friends, "Who was this darkens counsel without wisdom? Who are you to speak up when you don't know?" There's a time to be quiet and just humbly bow your knee to Almighty God. There's a reason he's going to do this. We're not qualified to complain to him. We're not. Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? That's what he said to Job. When Job thought it wasn't fair. Fourth bowl. Men are scorched. Verse 8. The fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat. And you thought it was hot riding your lawnmower, Darren. The fourth bowl judgment is going to scorch men with great heat. The verse continues, "And they blasphemed the name of God who had power over these plagues, and they did not repent to give him glory. See, again, at this point, men and women do not repent because they can't repent. Because repentance is the gift of God. The early church, believe it or not, used to pray for tears of repentance. Repentance is a gift from God. There is no such thing as fire insurance. That is speaking with your mouth what you don't believe in your heart. That's not going to work. You have to have true, genuine repentance. And that's why the early church prayed for tears. People don't repent because they can't repent. Repentance is a gift. I say to you, look around. Look at the 3 billion people in the world without it, who sin and don't care, who invite judgment, who think that ABC Liquors will sell the grapes of wrath by the case. It's not a bottle you can buy. They're not grown in California or in France. It's your blood. Talk about having a pressing engagement. I can't take credit for that one. I saw that on Goldfinger the other day. When the Mr. Goldfinger there took Bond's friend and he had all the gold, he got squished in this car thing, and he says, your friend's got a pressing engagement. Indeed. Here at this point, there's no Holy Spirit to lead you to repentance like you do now. Once the Holy Spirit is gone, not leading you to repentance, then you're just like all the other 3 billion people out here in the world today. Next plague, verse 10. And the fifth angel poured out his vial on the seat or the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness. And they gnawed their tongues for pain. Verse 11, they blasphemed the God of heaven because their pains and their sores, and they did not repent of their deeds. Hear it again. No conviction, no repentance. Look around. I recently saw Gloria Steinem wearing a t-shirt that said, I had an abortion and I'm proud of it. Now that is what I'm talking about. That is sinning with no conviction at all. You have an abortion and you're proud of it with a smile on your face. No conviction? I don't care at all. That's running with 3 billion people just like Gloria out here in the world today. They sin and don't care. You've got a pressing engagement coming. But that's not God's will for you. God's will for you, you see, many of us have done things almost as bad or as bad as what Gloria did. Sin is sin to him, just like being a klepto, a secret thief. If you practice a lifestyle like that, you're no different than anyone else. See, that's not God's will for you, is you to be crushed as a grape.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.